Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Galatians chapter 3, verses 15 through 22. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading is the epistle to the Galatians in chapter 3. To give a human example, brothers, even with a man-made covenant, no one annuls it or adds to it once it has been ratified. Now the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say, and to offsprings, referring to many, but referring to one, and to your offspring, who is Christ. This is what I mean. The law, which came 430 years afterward, does not annul a covenant previously ratified by God, so as to make the promise void. For if the inheritance comes by the law, it no longer comes by promise. But God gave it to Abraham by a promise. Why then the law? It was added because of transgressions, until the offspring should come to whom the promise had been made. And it was put in place through angels by an intermediary. Now an intermediary implies more than one, but God is one. Is the law then contrary to the promises of God? Certainly not. For if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. But the scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What of the law? Oh, we love the law when we get to use it against our neighbor. We think of it like a bladed axe, hurling it down upon them to cut them, to show them what a jerk they are. But we forget that the law is not a bladed axe. It's a two-edged sword. And as we grasp it to strike our neighbor, find ourselves deeply cut as well. So feeling its sting, we foolishly think we can endure. We hack away. Finding the blood now pouring from our own hands, we continue to beat and cut our neighbor, thinking at least the law will cut them more than me. By comparison, I'll look a little less bloody. But it doesn't work. It's never worked. And yet we sinners do it over and over and over again. So I guess the truth is we don't actually love the law. What we love is self-justification. But that can't come from the law either. The law justifies no one. It cuts. Kills can do no other. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. What of the law then? This is why God gave the law, why it was added, as St. Paul says, because of sin, because of transgression, to curb that gross wickedness of fallen man. But it was added. It did not replace the promise of God, nor was it even joined to the promise as if to become a part of it. No one annuls or adds to a covenant once it has been ratified. No one, least of all God. For as the prophet Balaam spoke, God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. He has said, and will he not do it? or he has spoken, and will he not fulfill it? No, this law, it walks alongside the promise. It serves the promise. Indeed, it testifies to the promise. It is the mirror that reveals our sin, the mirror that points us to the promise, to the seed of Abraham, to the Christ. So here in Romans chapter 3, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. He is the offspring of Abraham, the son of promise in completeness. For it was in that fullness of time that God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law, you and I, to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. Born under the law. So what of the law? Our Lord says, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. He came to fulfill the law. Not as if somehow making a satisfaction so that the promise could be set free. For the law has always, never shall be inferior to the promise. The law given by intermediaries, by Moses, 430 years after the promise. In fact, many years even still, for that promise first made to Adam and Eve in the garden, the promise of our salvation. No, he comes to fulfill the law because he is the very focus of the law. He can do no other, for he is the righteousness of God manifest apart from the law. To stand under it, to stand in it, and by his holy, innocent, bitter suffering and death, and by his glorious resurrection, to break through the law and to call us out of darkness, to call us with him out from under the law, to stand with him in his glorious light. Called out of the darkness, brothers and sisters, called out from under the law, we stand in the righteousness of Christ. Standing above the fulfilled law, so that the law now rests beneath our feet, the guide on which we walk in the light of Christ, walking as the righteousness of God. For our sake, God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him, in our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God, to live as he lives, to comfort as he comforts, to serve as he serves, and to love as he loves. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.